Manuscript Releases, Volume 7, Numbers 419 to 525. M.R. Number 467. Power from Christ may be safely exercised. Sanctified reason must bear sway. Sanctified intellect must make decisions, inquiring into every cause that solicits attention, and then acting with the thought that God will approve. When the holy principles of the Word of God become the ruling element in a man's life, they will lead him to act rightly, not impulsively. There is then an abiding Christ in his heart, whose bidding he obeys, and light and grace flow forth in words and deeds. This is the religion of Jesus Christ. This is the inexhaustible source of the only true species of power which the human agent, sanctified to God, may freely exercise. In the cross of Calvary we see our liberty, the claim of power that will be safe for us to exercise. Strong, deep sympathies, pure, powerful, heavenly principles, are the indispensable agencies to be brought into the work for this time. Self, with its baleful results, has figured largely enough. We need now an indwelling Savior who will supply the pure current of love and maintain principles that will inculcate the sum of all righteousness, purity, holiness, and perfect benevolence. This will show that we love God with all the heart and our neighbor as ourselves. The moral taste is to be refined and elevated. Our passions are to be brought under control because we wear the robe of Christ's righteousness. The gospel is to be lived. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance are the fruits born upon the Christian tree. God help us to be right with Him.